Good evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to the September 7th, 2017 City of Columbia Planning and Zoning Commission. May we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Mr. Strodman?
Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Rushing?
Here.
Ms. Russell?
Here.
Mr. Tuohy?
Here.
I am here. Ms. Lowe?
Here.
Mr. Harder?
Here.
Mr. McMahon?
Present.
Mr. Stanton?
Present.
Nine, we have a quorum.
Full house. Thank you, Mrs. Burns. Approval of the agenda. Mr. Zinner?
There are no changes to the agenda, sir.
Thank you. Approval of minutes. Commissioners, we were sent the August 24th, 2017 minutes. Are there any corrections or notations needed to those minutes? I see none. I have a thumbs up approval of that. I see all thumbs. Thumbs up. Thank you for that full approval. We have before us two tabling requests this evening. First one in front of us is case 17-172, a request by Crockett Engineering Consultants on behalf of Fred Overton Development, Inc. and Andrews et al. To annex 54 acres into the City of Columbia and apply R1, which is the one-family dwelling district, as permanent zoning. The subject site is located on the north side of Gillespie Bridge Road, approximately 1,500 feet west of Louisville Drive. The applicant was requesting that this item be tabled to September 21st, 2017, commission and meeting. This is the applicant's second tabling request. May we have a staff report, please?
I think the facts are fairly straightforward here. We have an issue where we're needing to have some additional time to work out a couple of details associated with this annexation and permanent zoning request. The applicant identified those same concerns. This generally has to deal with some additional negotiations as it relates to some off-site potential dedication of parkland area up in this general area. And we are working on some additional details associated with changes that go along with the development plan that will come with this for the subdivision. So we're trying to get the two packaged pieces together. We believe that September 21st will be an adequate period of time by which to allow us to have those details pulled together to bring the proposal to you at the next Planning Commission meeting. We are supportive of it. We are making progress with the applicant to get to a recommendation or a staff report. So we do not have an issue with the second tabling request.
So, Mr. Zinner, it's safe to say it's more of a complexity of the situation than it was a the applicant just didn't do something in time?
That is correct. The general complexity with an off-site potential dedication of some parkland and then some issues that have arisen as we were going through the actual subdivision plan review and outstanding comments associated with that, which would run concurrently, basically, with this permanent zoning request.
Thank you. Any questions of staff, commissioners? I see none. Is our standard practice, even though it's not a public hearing, if there's anyone in the audience that wants to come forward and give us any information on this matter, you're welcome to. Don't have to, but you're welcome to. I see none. So, commissioners, any questions, motion? Mr. Stanton?
As it relates to case 17-172, I move to table this case until September 21st.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Stanton, for the motion to table case 17-172 till September 21st, 2017. And Ms. Lowe, thank you for that second to that same motion. Commissioners, is there any further discussion needed on that motion? I see none. When you're ready, Ms. Burns?
Yes. Mr. Strodman?
Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Rushing?
Yes.
Ms. Russell?
Yes.
Mr. Tuohy?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Ms. Lowe?
Yes.
Mr. Harder?
Yes.
Mr. McMahon?
Yes.
Mr. Stanton?
Yes.
9-0, motion carries.
Thank you, Mrs. Burns, and for your pen. Moving on to our second tabling request this evening, case 17-211, a request by Crockett Engineering Agent on behalf of William D. Powell for approval of a PD plan to be known as Shalib Antiquarium. The 1.97 acre site is located at 2625 South Providence Road and is currently zoned PD, which is our planned district and part of the Stony Creek CP development plan. The subject lot is currently under review for a platting action that would create the two lots as depicted on this PD plan and an associated PD minor amendment that updated the existing Stony Creek CP plan to include the newly created lots 2A1 and 2A2. But to say, this applicant is requesting this item be tabled to September 21st, 2017 Planning Commission meeting. May we have a staff report, please?
Yes, I will try to simplify that for you. We have got a request to table this two lots. It was identified as we were preparing for this meeting that unfortunately review comments I had believed to have been sent out. They were unfortunately not. While that was unfortunate on our part, it was fortunate on our part as well that the applicant indicated that they needed to make a couple of additional changes to the site plan. So by no fault of anyone's, we needed to table the project because we had some additional work that needed to be done and some comments that needed to be addressed. This is the case's first tabling, and it is being requested to be tabled because it was publicly advertised for this hearing date. We do have a representative from Crockett Engineering here today if you have any additional questions regarding this particular item, but we do have some technical matters that we're trying to take care of here, and this delay will allow for those technical matters to be addressed.
Thank you, Mr. Zinner. Commissioner, is there any questions of staff? I see none. As I mentioned earlier, as a past practice, if there's anyone in the audience that'd like to come forward, it is not a public hearing, but if you have some information that's relevant to this case, you're welcome to come forward and give it to us at this time. And if not, I'll close that part. Commissioners, discussion, motion? Yes, ma'am.
In the case of 17211, I move that we table the case until the September 21st meeting.
Second.
Thank you, Mrs. Russell, for motion to table case 17-211 to the September 21st, 2017 Planning Commission meeting. And thank you, Mr. McMahon, for that second to that same motion. Commissioners, is there any discussion needed? I see none. Can we have a roll call, please, Ms. Burns?
Yes. Mr. Strodeman?
Yes.
Ms. Rushing?
Yes.
Ms. Russell?
Yes.
Mr. Tuohy?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Ms. Lowe?
Yes.
Mr. Harder?
Yes.
Mr. McMahon?
Yes.
Mr. Stanton?
Yes.
9-0, motion carries.
Thank you, Ms. Burns. And that case will be tabled until the September 21st Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. Moving on to our first and only subdivision matter, case 17-207. At this time, I would ask any commissioners who has had any ex parte communications prior to this meeting related to this case 17-207, please disclose that now so all commissioners have the same information to consider on behalf of them. I see none, thank you. A request by C. Stevens Hain Surveying on behalf of Horizon Steel Buildings for approval of a four-lot final plat and replat of R2, which is a two-family dwelling zoned property, constituting a replat of lots 11 and 12 of Renaissance Meadows, as well as unplatted property to be known as Renaissance Meadows Plat 3. The 0.84 acre subject site is located at the northwest corner of Rio Street and McKee Street. May we have a report, please?
Yes, you may, Mr. Chairman. As you can see depicted on the graphic in front of you, this particular property is located in the northwest corner of Rio and McKee. We have two duplexes along Rhea Street that are on the southern portion of this property, one here and one here. These are on existing platted lots, lots 11 and 12, and the unplatted lot is this longer tract in the back, which has an existing modular structure on it at this point, single-family modular structure. All public infrastructure is currently in place to serve this subdivision and the lots in question and the lots to be created. The reason that this project is coming before you instead of going directly to City Council is because we are taking and bringing in unplatted land into a platted subdivision. Otherwise, this would have constituted a replat and potentially would have gone directly to City Council. This is the oblique aerial associated with it, giving you a little bit of the context of this particular area, the duplex development there to the south and the west, and then some less dense single-family development to the north, directly north of this project site, with some additional duplex development to the east of McKee Street. This is the actual subdivision plat, and you will notice we are taking what in essence is three lots, one unplatted property, which is in the rear, the two platted lots in the front, basically combining all of it together and then redividing it to create four lots. So we're gaining, in essence, a single lot out of this. It allows for a more efficient utilization of the land area while not at all violating any of our minimum lot area requirements or setback standards associated with this particular subdivision itself. We do have some electrical utility easements in the front of Lot 12A, this new lot here in the middle that will be created, that are actually addressed within the drainage easement as well as likely covered also in the utility easement that is there. So we're replatting, as I said, two existing lots in the unplatted property to create four R2 lots. All of the minimum lot areas and setbacks are compliant with our R2 zoning standards. The development is consistent with the existing pattern in this particular area. There will need to be stormwater improvements made to the site in order to accommodate the additional development intensity of the one new unit that will be created, and that is a requirement of Chapter 12A of the city's stormwater ordinances. And then the plat doesn't remove any restrictions that we are aware of and will not be detrimental to the overall neighborhood. As I indicated, this particular development pattern with this replat is consistent with the land pattern here, and it is a much more efficient utilization of the land mass for the purposes of development. Staff is recommending approval of the proposed final plat, and if you have any questions, I'll be more than happy to answer them.
Thank you, Mr. Zinner. Commissioners, are there any questions of staff? Mr. McMahon.
Just very briefly, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Zinner, the electrical easement and the stormwater, what are they going to do there?
They're both existing. So you have an existing utility easement that runs along the back of the current curb line, which is a requirement, 10-foot standard mm-hmm. utility easement. There is a drainage easement, if I am correct, from the plat that is right here. And this is a above-ground electrical transformer box, if I'm correct, and Mr. Hying here can possibly provide additional comment on that. This will not be impacted by the proposed creation of Lot 12A.
They're not going to move that?
Not to my knowledge. And that Mr. Hying may be able to respond to that. That may be something that they are intending on doing. We, however, do not necessarily have
you don't require them to move that
to do
okay
it.
You said the setbacks were fine. What was the issue with the stormwater? You said they had to make some adjustments.
They will need to. There currently at this point there is stormwater for the overall Renaissance Plat 2.
Mm-hmm.
That was done as a part of that development. When we are bringing in unplatted land into this replatted area plus the addition of the impervious surface that is going to be created, Chapter 12A does require stormwater management be addressed with the plat, and we would be able to deal with that stormwater management through the submission of a stormwater management plan, which would need to be received prior to the plat being forwarded to City Council. So your recommendation is subject to the actual final submission of the design plans for that stormwater feature itself.
Just one last thing real quickly. Is the submission of the stormwater plan sufficient in and of itself, or do you all have to approve that prior to that going to council?
It will be as part of our regulatory standards. All construction plans for public improvements must be approved prior to council receiving the final
by
plan
you
for
all.
Approval. That's correct.
Right, that's by
our building and site development division. Right.
Thank you, Director Center.
Commissioners, any additional questions? I see none. We'll go ahead and open this up, even though it's not a public hearing. We, in past practice, will open a subdivision matter to anyone that's in the audience. So if you'd like to come forward and give us any information that's related to this case, we'd appreciate that. And just give us your name and address.
See Stephen Hines, Surveyor, 1202 Madison Street, Columbia, Missouri. I'm here just to answer any questions.
Commissioners, any questions for this speaker? Thank you, Mr. Hines. Anyone else like to come forward? I see no one. Commissioners, questions, comments? Ms. Russell. Mrs. Russell.
I actually have a question for Mr. Zinner. In the motion, do you need us to add the upon approval of the stormwater portion?
If you would like to, you can. That is a standard requirement internally for us.
So it's not really necessary?
It's not necessary in my mind, but if you feel comfortable doing that or feel it essential, you are more than welcome to add that.
Thank you.
Any additional questions or discussion, commissioners? Motion? Mrs. Russell.
In the case of 17207, I move to approve the final plat for Renaissance Meadows Plant 3 upon approval of stormwater site plans prior to forwarding to City Council.
Second.
Thank you, Mrs. Russell, for that motion for case 17-207 for approval, as well as with the site plans for stormwater, and Mr. Stanton for seconding that motion. Commissioners, is there any discussion needed on that motion? Questions? Mr. McMahon.
Just real quick, and perhaps I didn't hear it. Commissioner, do you say final plat and replat or just final plat? Your motion was for both.
Final plat.
Do we need?
No, it's a final plat.
All right.
It's a final.
Never mind.
Any additional questions? Mrs. Burns, when you're ready for roll call.
Yes. Mr. Strodeman.
Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Rushing.
Yes.
Ms. Russell.
Yes.
Mr. Tuohy.
Yes.
My vote is yes. Ms. Lowe.
Yes.
Mr. Harder.
Yes.
Mr. McMahon.
Yes.
Mr. Stanton.
Yes.
9-0, motion carries.
Thank you, Mrs. Burns. Our recommendation for approval will be forwarded to City Council for their consideration. That is the last of our public, or all of our matters this evening. Comments of the public. Is anybody in the public would like to come forward and give us some comments? Comments of staff. Mr. Zinner.
Yes, your next meeting will be September 21st, same time, same place. You have a series of items on the agenda. We have our subdivisions. We have two of them that are coming up. TKG University Center, this is out by Lucky's, just to the south of it. The Athens subdivision, which is a final plat. You will have a series of combined public hearings and subdivisions. These are dealing with annexations and corresponding preliminary plats. The Birchy Ridge annexation and permanent zoning request 172 was the one that you had just tabled this evening. Its corresponding plat, which is 171, will be handled in the same presentation. And then we have one final public hearing, and that was for the antiquarium, which is what we tabled this evening as well. The public hearing subdivisions may be subject to change. Both of them at this point, if I am correct, are on their second tabling requests. If we do need to bring forward an additional tabling request, that will most likely be at staff's desire, just because we are working on the complexities of both of these annexation proposals. I do not believe that, however, may be the case. We are coming very close to being able to wrap up the Calder Brooks package at this point. So I don't think we're going to have that issue. And then the Perchy Ridge one is pretty well squared away. Just so you know what we're talking about, these maps are probably something that you have seen previously. The University Center subdivision plat, they're just south of Lucky's. The Athens subdivision plat, this is more in the downtown area. Then you have the Brooks project, which is off of WW across from the Elks Lodge. Both areas of annexation and subdivision plat approval are the same. Our Overton project, the Perchy Ridge, are two slightly different areas. Annexation is larger than the subdivision plat. And then the antiquarium. And that is all I have for you this evening because I can't talk anymore.
Thank you, Mr. Zinner. Comments of the commission? No comments of commission. Next meeting date is September 21st, 2017. And I would ask for a motion for adjournment if anyone would like to.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
And second by Ms. Russell. Mrs. Russell. All in favor, thumbs up. We are adjourned. Have a good evening.